I'm Cape.
And I'm Drew.
We're just two former student athletes who understand the game.
Not just on the court.
But in life.
At the end of the day, we just want to help.
Today's athletes and former just trying to find their way.
It's bigger than sports.
This is the Cape and Drew podcast. The real TikTok. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Episode 7. Welcome back, everybody. We got a special kind of episode today with everything going on, college sports, college basketball. We thought it'd be appropriate to start off with senior night, episode 7. And so I wanted to think back to our own senior nights and how we experienced all those emotions that were kind of going into it. And so for me, I kind of think about growing up seeing senior night on TV, and it always felt like, guys were like, had this heroic moment and like they walk out in slow motion, and it was always the guys who had great careers. So like they showed them in the camera for senior night, so it always seemed like, they're reading off their stats, like he was a 1500 points, 700 rebounds, and you're just like, yo, I want that. And the crowd's like giving him a standing ovation, and he's like, his mom's crying with him.
Yeah.
That was like, yo, I can't wait for that.
One of the ones that stands out to me the most is Grant Hill. When he had his senior night, I was actually there for that game, his senior night. And I was like, yo, this is so real. Because I want to say it was him and Marty Clark. I know people don't know who that is, but he could go back in the day. I don't know if you remember Marty Clark. But his senior night was so dope because anybody that knows Grant Hill had a hell of a career at Duke, and the fans loved him. He walked out there with his parents. Him and Coach K embraced and hugged, damn near cried, I think. And I was thinking, like, yo, like that was special. They were doing like the bow, the whole crowd was like bowing at him like he was the king. And so you're right, man. And then I remember growing up like watching Carolina games when dudes were at a senior night, and I was like, yo, I want that, man. I need that.
And now I think about like when we were at VCU. Mm-hmm. So I remember Dom, his senior night. And it was like, just like the movies, like it was sold out. And it looked so genuine and so like, yo, they just gave him so much well-deserved like love. Yeah. Like, yo, man, we appreciate you. And so I know you got to say a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's there.
Yeah, because, Dom's was like it was, like, for TV for me, like, watching Dom. I was a sophomore, and so to see Dom, like you said, one of the best to ever do it at BCU, the crowd just totally was, embracing him and standing ovation, his mom, his dad, his sister, his brother, everybody walking him out. And, like, for me, I was like, yo, Dom is really – like the guy, like he's like, and Dom is just the nicest guy anyway, but damn, for him to have such a good career and the fans and everybody embrace him, I was like, man, that is incredible. I think I got a little emotional, like, dang, Dom. I remember thinking like, dang, Dom about to graduate, he about to leave. Whose clothes am I going to steal to wear to the conference parties, So, but yeah, it was, and then Doze, when Doze had his, Doze was like my roommate for 3-4 years. And then he had his, and I was real close to his family, and he had his. And I was like, yo, man, this is kind of crazy. Cause I was thinking, then you start thinking like, yeah, mine is next year. What's that going to look like?
Yo, how was your senior night?
a show pony. straight out of the comic book. Because my senior night was, well, let me just say this, my high school senior night, right, was cool because I was the guy in high school, pretty much, and I got to celebrate with my boys like Solomon, Josh, and it was all about senior night, so it was special. And we were decent. We made it to like the second or third round of the playoffs after their senior night. But it was just special because, when you're the guy and, you get that love, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. College, though. Okay, so first of all, let's go back to the game itself. So for those that don't know, senior night is the one night pretty much schools honor every senior by starting them that night. right? Mm-hmm. And so it was my first career start by senior night, right? So, you know, I get into the game. I mean, I start the game, and I remember a couple plays in, like one or two plays in, my man Sam Falk got a rebound or got a post pass or something, and he kicked it out. Defense collapsed. He kicked it out to me, and boom, knock it in, right? Mm-hmm. I get subbed right back out immediately. But let me take it back to the before that. I jumped ahead, but let me take it back before that. So you walk out for senior night. I got my mom and my dad, and we walking out, and you're embracing. You got them under your arms and stuff. And he walked out, and the coaches are already at half court. And I'm looking like, man, what this about to be, right? Because you know anybody that's listening to the show already know what it is. And so I go out, and you know he has his hand out, and he's smiling, and you know acting like it's all good. And we take a picture, and I shake his hand. I'm like, man, this ain't. Come on now. And so I just felt like it was a show and pony, all for the pictures. And then you get into the game, like I said, you know, hit the bucket, and then get subbed right back out. And I was like, okay, this is what this is gonna be. How was yours though?
It's crazy because, man, like mine, like it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't anything that I was thinking it was about to be. Like for starters, right? Like Jay Billis, ESPN, nobody was there covering the game. it was like barely anybody there. It was like, you know, nobody wasn't a sold out crowd. Right. So it just seemed like a formality. And then it's not like, and we weren't great. So there just wasn't that like hype around it's a big game.
Right. Not like we grew up watching Carolina Duke.
Yeah. So it was like a little downer, but like I said, like we both said, like high school was kind of better because we were a little bit, we had more success. Mm-hmm. And so you felt a better connection too with your high school teammates sometimes versus some of your college teammates, right?
Yes.
And the funny thing is, I think I had a bad taste in my mouth because of like my brother's senior night, and he's gonna kill me for this, but it's hilarious now. But I know he was so bad. So, like you said, senior night, you're supposed to start all the seniors. We in high school. I'm on varsity. I'm in 10th grade, brother's a senior. Senior night, we had six seniors, and he didn't start, right? And so, eventually, I check in the game. I'm balling out. At the end of the game, I'm looking at my brother, and he's looking like he could kill everybody in the gym. I'm like, what's wrong, man? And he didn't say nothing. He just got dressed, left, dipped out. And like the next day, my high school coach, he's talking to me. He's like, man, dang, man, I need to talk to your brother, man. I just got lost in the game. I meant to get him in last night. And I was like, hold up, he didn't play?
He didn't play at all?
He didn't play at all senior night, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I look back, and I be like, damn. Even though my senior night wasn't, like, the greatest, I be thinking, like, it wasn't that bad. Because compared to my brother, I be like, ugh. I don't know if I could do that.
Yo, I know Dwight was ready to kill the coach for sure.
Yeah, man. And because at the time, man, I'm young. I'm just like, man, I'm just hooping, man. Like, shit, you know, I got so many more home games, but at that being your last one.
Yeah, yo, I couldn't imagine.
And then I'm trying to think, like you said, like we got to college, man. It just seemed more like a formality. I was kind of just ready for it to be over. And it wasn't even like I had a terrible relationship. It's just like, yeah, we got to do this. I felt like this college, those senior nights are supposed to be celebrated for like, you know, people that's like really, really winning and accomplished.
Right. Right.
I was neither.
All right. You almost feel like, yo, you don't want to do it because you feel like at the time, like nobody cares that I'm a senior. I didn't really have an impact. Nobody really cares. What stats did you read off for me?
Yeah.
I think, you know what I think they read off? I think they read off my major and where I was from, And I think, I don't even know what else there. I was kind of blanked out because in my mind, I was concerned. I was like, man, how is this about to go? Like, is it about to be awkward? Because, I mean, I just felt like it was, I mean, like I said, it was a show on Pony, man, for me. And then when the game went on, and then to get hit a bucket and get set, I know how it go. When you don't normally play and the senior get in and you hit the senior, hits the bucket, and he not normally played, the crowd goes crazy, which they did. And I was just like, all right, this is kind of embarrassing because y'all don't really know, like my teammates know, like I can really hoop. So this ain't nothing like, don't like try to play me like I can't hoop. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I meant to tell you? I remember, you know, when they're reading stuff off, something was wrong with our PA system at the time. I couldn't even get up. I was walking out, so I was just like, man, okay, let's just get the game started.
Dog. And so after senior night, so for me, after senior night, we played another game, and then we went right into the CAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Colonial Athletic Association tournament was always in Richmond. And so, you know, we practicing, get ready. My mind is just kind of like, whatever. You know, same thing. Practice is on my game, so I'm going to kill. I'm going to do my best. So we go into the first game. We won. I think we beat William and Mary, right? Next game, we play Hofstra. Hofstra got guards. I don't know if you remember Hofstra. Mm-hmm. Hofstra got these guards, man, that are just like crazy, like dope, killing. So they beat us, right? So after the game, I'm thinking, like, my mind, I ain't gonna lie, I felt bad for, like, the guys that played and really was, like, into it and cared, like, B.A. and, you know, Jesse and then and Maynard. But I was thinking, like, man, they got another few years, dog. F that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, bet. About to have a spring break. What's goody? Man, we sitting at home in the crib. I'm thinking, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, it's over, whatever. So I was like, I know we're not making the NCAA tournament, but in every coach's mind, they got hope for whatever reason. Mm. So we start getting notified about practice. And I'm like, AI, I'm like, practice? Practice for what? So we start practicing, and we didn't get into the NCAA tournament. So now the kick is, okay, we might get into the NIT. And so I'm like, man, what? So we practicing, but it's basically like pickup. Because at this point, we ain't, I mean, if you don't know the plays by now, what are we talking about? So we just basically run a pickup. And I remember like going out as much as possible. Because I was like, yeah, this is probably it for real. So let me just like, I think I shot the ball every time I got it. I remember I went baseline and dunked a few times. Felt real good. And I ain't lying because of we're on the pod. You can ask people if they remember. I remember because it was my game. And so it was just crazy, those emotions. Like, man, like you want it to be over, but at the same time, you start thinking like, too, like I'm going to miss the guys. Like I'm going to miss like having this formal interaction of hoops with the guys that you really rock with. So that's where my head was at.
I remember, so after we got done with senior night, we had the CIAA tournament, right? And so we get the brackets, and we see ours, of course. We got the game, and then we see if we win that next game, we play Virginia Union. And so if you don't know, like, Virginia Union was, like, a powerhouse in the CI for, like, 7 or 8 years straight.
They beat us. They beat us at VCU, remember?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay. We weren't like, all right, man, season's over. We were like, okay, we got to have the perfect game, and we can do it, right? So we won our first game. Boom. Get to the play in Virginia Union, and we like, yo, we got these dudes, man. It's hard to beat the team 3 times in 1 year, man. It's hard to do that. So I can remember the first maybe minute, we were like, everybody was, hoorah, let's go. And then after that, man, it just settled in. Lost by like 30. One dude got put on like Sports Center's top 10. It was just bad.
Was it Darius Hargrove?
Hargrove was there. Crockett was there. They had a Crockett. Dudes that was just like, they had a dude that looked like Ben Wallace.
I remember that team. I know who you're talking about because he's the dunk everything.
Yep. And so the crazy thing for me was probably like around like the 7-minute mark in the second half, you kind of start going like numb a little bit because you're like, this is really about to be over. and you're just looking around. It seems like the kind of game starts going in slow motion too. Mm-hmm. Now you're starting to think like, oh man, this is like really over. It's like over. And then after the game's over, you're going back, and mind you, it's a Seattle tournament, so we're in the Charlotte Hornets arena. We're not even in our locker room. So we're kind of like getting dressed, but it's like kind of one of those things where it's like, all right, guys, hurry up. Kind of got to get your stuff out because another team's kind of come in, get ready. And so you feel like rushed. Like you're just like all you're doing is like you like clutches your pearls moment like the next hour because you're just like, what's happening?
Yeah. And that's funny you talk about that part of it, because for Division II, it's like it's really over. There's no hope for nothing after that. So it's not like Coach about to hit you and talking about pride. It's like you knew it was over.
Like as soon as we got back, it was no, hey guys, you know, we'll call about meetings. It was just, we'll be in touch. And then for me, I was like, what? I don't know what else really to do. I kind of like, because when you go home, your roommates are still your teammates.
So yes.
You're kind of just like, and my teammate was a senior as well. So it was like, we just looked at each other like, so.
A lot of free time.
How about those Lakers, huh? Like, we just didn't have, we didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, how weird was the rest of the semester for you?
I was like, man, I guess I better look at these books then. And like, and it was like one of those moments where you like, you blow dust off your book bag because you ain't even been to class or did nothing. And like,
like old juice.
Yes, it's been that long, huh? Like, I was thinking, like, man, what classes am I even in? Like, just
right. What's the day? What time I got class today?
It just felt like awkward for the rest of the semester, pretty much.
Yeah, I felt like that too. I mean, by my senior year, man, I only had like, cause I was a fifth year senior because I had transferred. So my schedule was pretty sweet. I only had classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I was chilling, which was dangerous though. It was dangerous. And so I was only taking like 9 credits or 10 credits or something. And so I just, like you said, you're still living with your teammates. So you're still in the mix, but you ain't in the mix. Like, because people don't understand, after basketball season, the guys, after the season ends, after like 2 weeks, you go back into workouts. You got individual workouts. Like, I think you're allotted 2 or 3 guys on the court at one time. Like, you can't have like practice. But dudes had, I mean, you know, when we was freshman, sophomore, juniors, after the year season, we went back for postseason workouts.
Season workout. But just trying to get better yourself, you're like getting shots up. You're going to lift. You're, you know, you're meeting with your, like, you still have those weekly meetings with your advisor. Like, no one cares if you don't go to a meeting or anything. You don't even have meetings scheduled after you're like done. Like, they don't want, no one's scheduling a meeting for you. It's like you're completely cut off.
You're cut off. And that's the thing, that emotion of like still living with the guys and they're going to these things and you're like, like you said, how about the Lakers? Like, and for me, I didn't have, I can't remember. I had Mike Nice, who was a sophomore junior at the time. So me and Kootenay were seniors. I'm trying to think who was in that front room now. I can't remember. But so it was, but well, you know how VCU was. We all lived in that corner. Mm-hmm. So those three rooms. So you're going to see everybody and you see them going to work out and you're like, dang. So I just remember for me, I would still play pickup with the guys. When they play pickup, they would hit me up and let me know, so I'd go hoop. But then we'd still be partying together, getting it in, chilling. But those emotions of, like, really not – you're like, do I go in the locker room? Do I, like, bring my stuff with me? Am I able to change in the locker room? Can I shower in there?
All you start feeling those awkward moments, like, hey guys, what's going on? You guys have a good day? Oh, you guys are leaving, huh? You got a team meeting? Oh, okay. Well, I'll be here.
You're like, can I go get a team meal? Can I go with them? And it's more awkward because it's been your life, it's been your routine for 3 years, 3-4 years, and now it's over. And you're like, did they change the codes to get to the locker room?
You start feeling kind of like, it's not like your teammates look at you funny, but it's like they're still in their routine. And so it's when you're an athlete, man, if you're not really with us, then we just don't really pay you any mind because we got stuff.
Don't pay you no mind. Stuff. You feel like an outsider immediately.
Yes, that kind of, that really hurts a little bit. And I can remember, yeah, like after I got done, I didn't want to play pickup. I didn't want to do anything. So I could, for maybe about like a month after, I went back to like play pickup. And the crazy thing was the whole gym seemed different, right? It seemed like, oh, are these new light bulbs I got in here? Or it seems brighter. Everything seems like an upgrade ever since I left. And I've only been gone a month.
You'd be like, are those the Nike?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I got new gear. And then I can remember playing pickup, man, and just being away from it for like a month. You're in like terrible shape compared to everybody else.
And that's why I never stopped, man, because I mean, I just love to play. I mean, I would have played. I think I would start to look for games over there at that other gym. I can't remember the name of it. Or, I mean, I just wanted to play because in my mind, I just had that chip on my shoulder. Like you know, you feel like the fans, when you don't play, like you feel like the fans be thinking you sorry. You know how we be talking when you see people not playing? You be like, man, it must be awful. And then you realize, you be like, man, if they're on the team, NBA, college, I don't know about high school, but like college, you be like, yo, they can hoop. It's just whatever. It's just not a right fit right now. Because I always say the last man on the NBA team, the 12th guy, the dude ain't even dressing out. Whatever town he go to, wherever town he touched down in, he's the best player in that town. No question about it, because it's the cream of the crop. And so I was always looking for a game, always looking to show guys, even my teammates, like, yo, don't get it twisted now. You know what it is. So I think I told Cootie that one time. We were playing and Cootie was talking trash. And I said, oh, wait, don't get it twisted now. Don't act like, because I don't play. I can't hoop now. I think I literally told him that one time, dog.
I started looking now, man, as far as what we're going to do after basketball, right? So, like I said, it seemed like everything was moving fast in the basketball world, but it started even moving faster as far as us trying to figure out what we were going to do next. Like, yeah. I was like, man, I have no idea. What do I even do?
Yes.
I was so far behind, I was too embarrassed to go to like a career fair.
I know, right? You were like too, like, you felt like now if you went back, they would be like, I told you so. I told you. Yep. I told you. I didn't want to hear that. Man.
And I was thinking, like, what do you bring to a career fair? You got to wear a suit? I don't have a suit. What? Resume. Man. People got resumes?
Like, yeah, but like, what work experience they got that, like, they can put that down on paper? But I do remember too, man. One thing I forgot to mention, man. One thing the people I didn't want to see after graduation were the coaches. Oh, yeah. I did not want to run into them at all, like, because I just had these emotions, man. I was like, I don't know if I see them, man, I might be on some life. I might hit with some Eminem lines, yo. Like, 8 miles, I spent some bars. But yeah, man, I was the same, man. Like, after the season, just going to class, and it still didn't like hit me like this was about to be over in a few months, like the whole college experience. So I didn't even think about like what I was gonna do. I just was thinking it was gonna be all right, whatever. Like, I get a job, I'm definitely gonna graduate, and then after that, I mean, hell, I might still hoop. I don't know yet. I'm still weighing my options. Like Jesus showed us, where I'm still weighing my options. I let y'all know tomorrow.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I mean, any company would be, they would be lucky to have me, right?
Yes, wrong. Wrong, dog. I mean, that time, it goes by slow, but yet fast after the season, after your senior season, because really, what, end of March, April, and then May, beginning of May. Mother's Day weekend, baby, you walk across the stage. And lucky for me, like, I had a plan because I was going right back to school. Didn't really know what I was doing, but they gave me an opportunity. I talked about that. And for you, I think you had another year or semester, right?
Yeah, I had another year that I needed to, like, make sure I graduate because my transfer. But I still didn't really know. I was thinking, like, I mean, I guess I just go to class. But I was like, I got to find an apartment? What? I got to find, like, a place? I have to get a job to, you know, supplement that rent that I have to pay. What is going on here?
Adulting really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it just came up on us. And that's the thing with athletes, man. It's like, now that I'm older, I'm always, and you know, we work on campuses, but even when I'm watching the games, I'm looking at the seniors like, I wonder what they about to do.
What's going through their head, like.
Yes, I wonder what they about to do. And like, even for watching women's sports, you'd be like, what they about to do? Because you know, the chances of going pro are totally different, not just in basketball, just in general. Like, you know, and truth be told, I mean, research shows that women are way more prepared than dudes, than guys, you know, post playing sports. And so you already know, you start thinking like, because the women that are playing these sports know too, like, I ain't going pro. I'm just using this as this scholarship to get this engineering degree. And it's crazy.
I remember me and like three of my boys, we found like this 4-bedroom apartment, right? We were like, oh man, the rent is crazy low, yo. Oh, this is great. Oh man, this is love. And I remember my wife, she, when we were just dating, she came over and she was like, this is Section 8. What are you guys doing here? How'd you guys even approve? And we were like, what is Section 8?
I had no clue.
Anybody don't know, Section 8 is like for low affordable housing, you know, you have to have some stipulations in there to qualify. And so the fact that we were wondering why that we were able to get a 4-bedroom, right? And I was thinking like, why are all these kids in the neighborhood? There's just a million kids everywhere.
Yo. Like,
we were so dumb.
Did y'all end up staying there?
Yeah, we stayed there. We had a ball.
How much was rent?
I feel like it was less than $900
for four people.
So we were living like kings.
So y'all paying like $200 apiece for rent. Yo, man. Yo, that's crazy. You said you had a ball. I was getting government cheese.
We were just like, we're not gonna say anything, but I don't think we're supposed to be living over here, guys.
Yo, but that goes to show how like out of it, out of the know we were.
Yeah, thank God it happened.
How you had a conversation with your mom and your dad? Like, y'all, can y'all come down for my senior night? They'd be like, "What? Coach ain't bringing me back next year." What? I mean, I wouldn't even. That's just, first of all, that's disrespectful. Second of all, like just after the season, tell me you're not bringing me back. Don't try to make it a parade like you're trying to really carry me in front of thousands.
Because everybody in the stands be like, "Well, they're not a senior. What are they? What's going on with that?" Oh. And then by halftime, everybody knows.
Exactly. Like, and you sitting there and you still ain't playing, so you sitting there with the Willie Lump Lump face. So yeah, man, it's just crazy. But I mean, I wouldn't change, like we always say, I wouldn't change it for the world. It's made us who we are. And for all them seniors out there, first of all, congratulations. Whether you're the 12th man or the first man, whatever, or first woman, 12th woman, you know, it's a hell of a ride. You completed something that's wonderful and great. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Playing college sports, D1, D2, D3 is a feat on its own. And so be proud of that. And just, you know, whatever your goals and plans are at the end of the day, go pursue that, man. And, you know, for all you freshmen, sophomore, juniors, just know it's coming for you. It's coming for you quicker than you think. So start getting your roadmap together, man, because goes by super duper fast. I do remember feeling like this too. Even though I kind of had a plan, I just kept thinking like, dang, like, I'm really going to miss hooping. Like, I'm really going to miss, like, competing. I'm going to really miss, like, the camaraderie of the guys and traveling and laughing and joking and little inside jokes, that whole, like, you know, brotherhood, you know what I mean? And, I mean, still to this day, you start thinking back, I mean, there's nothing like, I think that's why dudes get really emotional. Even women, female athletes get emotional because all those emotions, especially if you really had a great career. Like, even I've heard Duke guys talk about, like, nothing. Dudes that have gone and had 12, 15-year careers in the league, and they talk about how great Duke was, how great their experience was there, and how they missed that brotherhood and how that camaraderie was everything to them. And because when you 18 to 22, that's not the prime of your life, but that is like a special time, man. Because you're still developing, trying to figure out who you are, and then to play, at a certain level, just play college sports in general with a bunch of like-minded people, man, it ain't nothing like that.
I think that was the year that I had a year of just being a student, but I had just crossed. So I had that, I had my boys, like my line brothers. So that really helped ease the blow of like not being able to around that, like that camaraderie. So I'm around them like, okay, this is still, I still got that connection, but like nobody hooped. So I found myself still like going to like, oh, getting a gym membership versus like we just always would get in the gym whenever we wanted to. And so now you're like, yo, I'm paying to go to a gym. we had to really wrap our mind around that because we were used to being like, yo, I punch in 3 codes and I'm in there. I don't got to pay nothing. Like people pay me.
that's a great point. And it's not even like you go in the gym and you got somebody training you. Like you're not even like, it's like you, and half time you don't even want to go. And then you got supplements, you got a fridge full of protein and muscle milk and Gatorade. And now you're saying, wait, I got to pay to get in here. There's a smoothie bar and it's like $9 to get some protein.
Yeah, they used to make us take this kind of stuff. Now I got to pay for it. And then, it started happening, right? You know, that college gear, man, it starts to run down fast. So you're like, hold up, I need some new running shoes. I need some new hooping shoes. I got to go pay for these now? And I can remember, we used to be like, yo, there's no way. I'm not paying for gym gear. There's no way. I'm not doing it. But we definitely kind of buy into that. Because we're like, yo, I cannot wear these shoes anymore. They're falling apart. These hooping shoes, they look terrible.
Yo, I started thinking about this too. This is where I got mad. I was like, yo, man, all that VCU gear I gave away. And now I got like this little small gym bag full of stuff. Man, matter of fact, I gave you so much stuff. I gave my little cousin stuff. I just remember my people giving me some stuff every time and time again. And so you felt good to get back to the community. You know what I'm saying? You start thinking back, like, man, that sweatshirt, I gave that man that beast.
He's mad. Like, where is that, man? I wonder if I can get that back.
that was some crazy times. But I'm like, I mean, that was for me, man. Time is crazy. That was 14 years ago. And senior night, 14 years ago. And like, it's just crazy how time goes. And I still remember everything about that night, basically. And, it's funny just watching the end of the season on TV now with teams, and you see them and you like, man, I mean, you know what that 12th guy senior night feels like, but then you're looking at the stars, you still like, they're getting this love now, and it's almost to a fault because they're getting all this love, they got the love, but then you know good and well they're not necessarily going to go to the league, and so it's like, they might go overseas, but you already know it's never going to be the same for them.
Funny thing is, I start looking at college now, and I'm like, they haven't seen your nights, but they still got like 2 or 3 more home games.
That's what you were telling me that the other day.
Because I'm seeing, like, there's like senior night is supposed to be typically on your last home game, right? But think about it, there's teams. Well, I know friends. I just saw a team who had senior night, but they had 2 more home games after that. And I mean, I'd look at it now, it's probably a logistics thing. Like, yo, let's just go ahead and knock this all out as far as the timings, people's schedules, you know, parents coming in and just map it out like that versus like, you know, the last home game. Because if something goes wrong, that's it. So, or if it's a TV game, you know, it can't necessarily, they got that time slot. So I don't know exactly how it works, but I definitely know for sure. I literally saw senior night, but then they had a home game that next Monday.
and I'm going to tell you, too, I think what's dope is that when you know you got a guy that's a freshman, sophomore, junior, and you know good and well they're not going to be back the next year, and you celebrate them on senior night, I think that's dope because, I mean, it's real. It's like, man, you know this dude about to be lotto, or she about to go to the league, or he, whatever, football guy about to leave. So I think that's cool when they do that. But still, man, it's so many emotions that these young people got that going through.
It's dope that if you know a guy is going to the league, right, and you want to celebrate him, but it's crazy that I've seen student athletes now where the coach isn't going to bring them back next year, and so they senior night form then. And it's like, so it's like a forced senior night. And that is kind of awkward because it's like, what? I don't even know would I want that or I just
no. I'm gonna tell you right now. If a coach came to me and was like, "Hey, you know, we're not gonna bring you back next year, so you know, we're gonna celebrate your senior. You're basically a senior this year. It's your sophomore year." You know, dog, I'd be like, "Yo, keep that. I'm not doing that. Like, if you want me to leave, I'm gonna leave. But you're not finna play me, shorty."
Imagine, like, yeah, I can't even. That would be tough to really swallow. Like, how do you even have that conversation?
Gucci. Well, we see y'all next time. I'm Kate. Catch y'all.